The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend, Mr. Ray. How are you, Ray?
Doing well.
You had a great holiday, I hope.
I did, yes.
Good. Well, I want to wish everybody really... holiday's still going on. I had posted, the holidays are over, time to get back to work, and one of my Facebook friends corrected me. It's actually through the 12th night that Christmas goes on, which will be this upcoming weekend and Three Kings Day. But today's a big day for the Buckmaster Show. Today is the launch of year number 8 of the Buckmaster radio program, and we are very delighted to be with you as we launch into number 8, concluded number 7 last week. So 7 full years under our belt, and we look forward to a great 2018. Let's go now to one of our fine contributors, one of the 24 folks who regularly contribute to this program, Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington, D.C. and governmental affairs. He's enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under 4 presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other clients, the city of Tucson. Terry, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Bill, and in your 8th year.
Yep, can't believe it.
It's really an achievement. You really started out to do something different, and you did. You stepped into the conversation and brought a lot of sensible thinking to it, and I think a lot of people appreciate that. And certainly, I've been privileged to be a small part of it.
Well, you were one of the first people I turned to. I remember the lunch we had when I first told you about this idea, and I told you early on, Terry Bracey, I want you to be a part of it. You didn't hesitate. You said yes, and I hope you have not regretted it.
I have not. Oh, I've learned a great deal.
Good. Well, how about those Wildcats? I mean, knocking off the undefeated ASU team, huh? Wow.
Well, I just... Nancy and I are down in Florida for a few days visiting my 100 and soon-to-be 2 mother-in-law-year-old mother-in-law, and I hope to get a few good days to play golf. Well, forget it. It's been cold, bitter cold, and
really?
Rainy, and winds 25, 30 miles an hour. So anyway, I've been doing some writing and so on, but yeah, it's... It's going to be an exciting year. And I'm telling you, starting with our basketball, I saw the replay of the ASU game yesterday. And my Lord, I tell you, that DeAndre, is it Aiden? Is that his name?
Yes.
I saw Bill Russell play. That's how old I am. When he was a senior at San Francisco University.
Mm-hmm.
This guy not only looks like him, he plays like him, except that he can shoot 3-pointers.
Whoa. He is going to be really instrumental in how far the Cats certainly go into the tournament. But they've got a great season, I think, still ahead of them. How about everybody's talking about the new session with Congress about to get underway? Infrastructure is being talked about. Is that kind of the marquee issue for the Trump administration that they're looking to get done in 2018, Terry?
Yeah, they've shifted to infrastructure, and I'm surprised they didn't go at that early on, because it's an area where you can find some meeting of the minds with the Democrats. But the infrastructure program that President Trump's looking at is one that would depend largely on private investment and would be paid for largely through toll roads.
Hmm.
And I don't know how far that's going to get with the Democrats. It might sell with the Republicans, and I'd be very interested to see what our people, in Tucson have to say about that. We've done very, very well with our roads, at least our interstates, and our federal investments. Now that's turned to a system that doesn't reward, sort of our past performance, but instead rewards our ability to find investors who will pay for most of the projects. And local government is not in shape to pay for them themselves. So, it's going to be a grand experiment, and I'm not sure it'll get through.
You know, everybody's talking about what's going to happen with the so-called Dreamers, the DACA. A deal on DACA, I guess, is being negotiated that will likely include the border wall and border security funding. How do you see that playing out, Terry?
Well, I think you have strong support for a DACA program inside the Republican Party, as well as unanimous support in the Democratic Party. So I think the chances of getting a DACA program through are pretty darn good, but it's going to take a lot of concessions to the right wing and some concessions to the president. And so they're going to have to probably give in on security measures like the wall. I don't personally believe the wall will ever get built, but I think on paper they may build it, if you know what I mean. And, any other kind of security measures that they can come up with will be part of it. But basically, my understanding is that we have very solid security on the Arizona border, certainly this time.
Well, the election, of course, is going to be the big elephant in the room, isn't it? The 2018 midterm.
All year long.
All year, yeah.
All year long. Every single decision that the president makes, every single piece of legislation that goes through, except for little minor bills, all of it's going to be framed in terms of political advantage in the election. So, we look forward to a year where the president's had some success finally. You would think that he would want to move on, get an infrastructure bill, get an agreement. Bill, we still are dealing with last year's budget and last year's appropriations. We may have a real fight remaining on that. That extension ends on January 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to come up with a budget by then. I think we'll be in better shape on the DACA deal. I've been told that negotiations have been going on behind the scenes over the holidays and that they're pretty close to an agreement.
Terry, I do want to carve out a minute or two to point forward, promote. You have a piece that will be coming up, an op-ed in the op-ed section of the Arizona Daily Star this Sunday. And from what I understand, this is going to be the first, you're going to do a quarterly pieces this calendar year, correct?
I am. I think before I enter into senility, the Star, and I've had a 50-year career, as you know, very lucky, fortunate, knew a lot of key people, have fallen into some very important jobs. I've had a very lucky career. It was all started by the University of Arizona, who awarded me, they were part of a national program and awarded me back in 1965. I was a top student in the freshman graduate class, and they sent me to Washington, where I met, among other people, Morris K. Udall, who became my mentor, but many others, Robert Kennedy and many of the historic figures that we talk about today. And really what they would like is for me to reflect back on all that history and what I've learned and what I've seen and kind of relate it to where we are today and the problems of today. So the first piece that will appear Sunday is really more about the rhythms of American politics and how, over all these years, I've been able to see decisions come back in their reality. And I've seen the cycles of history, the rhythms of American politics come and go. And it's given me a broader understanding of how things happen in this country. And, you know, I'm trying to share that, particularly with the young people, and try to get them excited again, you know, in governance and going into government and going into politics and getting things done. You know, Bill, we've left a bit of a mess, haven't we?
No kidding.
I mean, really.
I'm right there with you. Terry Bracey, we'll look for that Sunday again. Terry, thank you for being a part of this 8-year launch show with us, and you've been there since the beginning, and I very much appreciate it. Look forward to talking with you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Terry Bracey with us. He's down in, well, not necessarily sunny Florida. Terry said the weather's horrible down in Florida, so he should have come out to Arizona, where we've had the high temperatures for the nation here as we push around 80 degrees. Can't get much better than that. Silver City, the weather's great over there also, and Grant County, New Mexico, that very pretty part of the southwestern portion of the United States, and specifically the state of New Mexico. Why not explore historic Silver City? It's only a 3-hour drive from Tucson. It is a lovely environment, and there is no shortage of things to do. The full listing of places to stay and the many recreation opportunities at southwestnewmexico.org. Shelley Fishman is up next with me, and he's giving me a thumbs up. I got to find out what's going on Wall Street, along with the rest of us, right after this. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card?
From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez. Also, time to talk travel in the new year with Bon Voyage Travel's Ryan Hansen. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI.
Shelly Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And what do you say we consult with our financial advisor, Shelly Fishman? Happy New Year and a happy, healthy New Year to you, Shelly. Hope it is off to a decent start so far.
Well, it is, Bill. Happy New Year to you and Ann. And I think it is going to be a very interesting year coming up for lots and lots of reasons. There's an election, of course, but we also have a whole new tax structure. And so the economics and the way economics influences markets is going to be fun to watch.
Well, you know, let's rewind 12 months ago, our first program of the new year with you, Shelly. I don't think we were talking about a year where there was a 25% upswing.
No, we weren't. In fact, if my memory serves, I was very reluctant to provide a forecast.
Yeah,
because
I believe
of
so.
What had happened in the 2 months after the election. And then we kind of settled on what I thought was a fairly conservative estimate of what would happen after the big push at the end of 2016, and I was dead wrong. I was just absolutely wrong. We wound up 25% up with the Dow and 20% on the S&P in a year that has been just so interesting to watch and so frustrating on many, many levels. But when it comes to markets and market anticipation of what politics will do and the results of those decisions, the markets have just been astonishingly bullish.
Well, even with these better forecasting models, it's hard, all these nuances of politics, it's very, very difficult to make predictions.
Right, because all of these more scientific models that take in more variables that are somewhat known and very often unknown, and the modeling programs can really do a better job of manipulating all of that data and giving you a better range of what the top and the bottom potential might be. What all of those models are doing, Bill, is taking a look mathematically at how the markets will kind of work around the mean curve. In other words, if you were to take the results over the past 50 or 60 years, you get a curve that's at around 11 or 12%, and any model that therefore forecasts around 11 or 12% is going to be the safest one you can come up with, because quite frankly, that's the mean, that's the average. Now, we're people, we're individuals, we're emotional, we have opinions about the future, and all opinions about the future are just that. They're opinions. And because we have biases, what we tend to do is regard what just happened, if we like what just happened, as a predictor of what's going to happen. Now, anytime you talk to a financial advisor, you're going to get a recorded announcement at the end of whatever he or she says that goes something like, and remember, past performance is no indicator yes. of, you know, future performance.
Oh, yeah.
And we're required to do that. But our biases are such that if we thought what happened in the past 6, 8, 10, 12 months, maybe 2 years, 3 years, is a good indicator of what is likely to go on, then we will give you a forecast that looks closer to 20% than it does to 6 or 7%. If, on the other hand, we think that what went on over the past 12 months is something, you know, that varies on lunacy, then we're likely to say, no, the next, 12 months is likely to be corrective. And we will bring things back to that mean line, that average line that characterizes the markets over the past 40 or 50 years.
And then you can't predict what's going to happen with North Korea,
exactly.
with Iran, where there's unrest going on right now. 40% increase in oil prices in
right.
1 year. That hasn't been talked about a lot, but who would have thought?
Well, that's right. You and I talked about where oil prices were going. And if you take a look at the bottom, we got it just about right, somewhere in the high 50s, low 60s. But that has an effect, of course, on the willingness of people in the drilling industry to continue to do fracking and mm-hmm. Tertiary means of recovery. What we're seeing, Bill, and this is very interesting, from the perspective of the large investor, we're seeing large reductions in the amount of cash that is being held in reserve for future investing. As a result, what we're seeing is a large propensity on the part of large investors to take risk and to put their money in equities, which is, of course, is a risk portfolio. Now, that's exactly opposite what we're seeing businesses do, which is to hold on to huge amounts of cash because they're not seeing demand. Those two things should not be happening at the same time in the same universe, but they are.
Well, you wonder, too, now with the tax, this tax reform, how much of that parked money on the sideline will come back.
Well,
I think that's one huge thing to keep an eye.
Depending upon, whom
yeah.
you listen to,
right.
There is no business reason. If I'm the chairman of a mm-hmm. Fortune 500 company and you tell me that my profits are going to go up by some, give me a number, 10, 15% this year, mm-hmm. and therefore I'll have more cash to invest. But I'm already sitting on a lot of money that I don't invest today because, quite frankly, I don't see the demand. Then having more of it is going to make me think, well, I've got a fiduciary responsibility to my stockholders to do one of two things, either invest in the business or give them their money back. My propensity will be to give them their money back.
Well, you said a word that jumps out at me, the demand. If the demand isn't there, they're not going to do the reinvestment.
Exactly. So what they'll do is they'll look to squeeze efficiency out of what they have today. They'll perhaps invest in more automation. That's great for their businesses long term, especially since they can now depreciate or write off the expense for that expansion and in the year in which they make the investment. That's part of the new tax plan. So what they'll be looking to do is reduce their profitability and take advantage of some of that investment. But that doesn't increase capacity necessarily, and it certainly doesn't necessarily employ more people.
Well, as a financial advisor, you must take all of this into consideration. And at the end of the day, you're going to make some decisions.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to be about exciting as you can imagine. I think we're in for some corrective influences over the next 12 months. I think there's a push for higher profitability because of the tax increases. I think decreases. I think that if the Democrats stand a good chance of regaining control of one or both houses, there's some chance that they might repeal or adjust or try to adjust some of that I think, overly aggressive cutting on the business side from 21 to maybe 25%.
And the market certainly would react to that.
So I'm right now, and please hold mm-hmm. me to this until I change my mind.
Okay.
I'm looking at 11 or 12% for the year.
There you go. Shelley, thank you very much. People can contact you very easily by going to buckmastershow.com.
Best way.
That is the best way. Shelley, hope it is a great 2018 for you. I appreciate everything you do for this program.
You too, Bill. 8 years, that's a really great time.
We're into number eight. All right, we'll take our break right here. Comet Discover, our friend David Levy is next on the Buckmaster Show.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the beginning of the eighth year here on the Buckmaster Show. Our friends Jan and Jack, the owners of Green Things, hope everybody had a great holiday season. If you're looking for anything to do with your garden, as we will really have this very mild winter here in southern Arizona, check out Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Let's go now to Vail, Arizona, where his home observatory of Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy, one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. We're delighted to welcome him to the program. Happy New Year, David. How are you?
Hello. Hello there, Dr. Buckmaster.
I wish. Never and, got to the doctoral level.
My wife, Wendy, and I wish to wish you and your listeners the happiest and healthiest of New Year's, and may you all have health, peace of mind, prosperity, no world wars, and all that you wish for.
Isn't that a lovely greeting and salutation? Thank you,
Thank
David.
You.
What about, is this true about a one meteor shower?
Yeah, one meteor shower. That's the Ursids.
What?
I was watching the Ursid meteors the other night, about three nights ago, and it was about 3 days after the maximum, which I really didn't see much of, and I was looking to the north, and all of a sudden, whoosh, comes a meteor.
Huh.
And it was so exciting. And you know, when you see a meteor, and your listeners go out and you see a shooting star, it's not the speck of rock that you're looking at. What happens is that speck of rock is racing through the Earth's atmosphere, and as it does that, it heats the air to incandescence. And it's the heating of the air that you're looking at for a second or two. That's the meteor.
Well, we were coming out of Christmas Eve service, and we saw to the western sky, we went to the early service. This would have been just after sundown. It had to have been, a meteor, but it was just very dramatic.
Yeah, that would be called a fireball.
Okay.
Which is so bright that it just lights up the sky.
Whoa.
And, that's a meteor that is bigger than a speck of dust. It might be as large as a pebble or even a small rock or something. And but that is amazing when that can happen. And my friends and I have seen a lot of those, and they're part of the joy of the night sky.
Well, a lot of people are talking about the moon, the full moon over the Catalinas
last night.
Oh, my goodness. A friend of mine said that is called a wolf, W-O-L-F moon, and I have no idea. I don't know if every month has a designation for a full moon.
Well, they all do, and okay. Some of them are more official than others. But the wolf moon is okay because when we hear the coyotes howl,
oh, that's where that comes from, howling at the moon.
A wolf, you know, that's really quite appropriate. I think it's a beautiful thing. But it is an apogee, it is a perigee moon.
Huh.
Or a supermoon, as you call it.
Wow.
But a perigee moon happens when the moon, full moon is there, and it is closer to the Earth than usual.
A lot of people got gift certificates for the holidays. That's a very common form of giving, David Levy. What if someone was interested in maybe a first telescope?
Yes, and much as can I give someone some free ads for that?
Go ahead.
Okay, because it's time for your listeners to go out and buy inexpensive FIRST telescopes. Tell them to go to StarZona.
Okay.
Talk to Dean Koenig, and he'll set them up. I mean, they are by far one of the best places in the country to get telescopes, and I strongly recommend it.
All right, StarZona. Just got a nice free plug here on the Buckmaster.
Maybe they'll change that into a real plug.
Yeah. If they're interested, contact the Buckmaster Show. National Sharing the Sky Foundation, you've got another great year planned.
Oh, yes, we do. It's we do three things. We do our monthly star party at the Corona Foothills Middle School. And if you write to info@sharingthesky.org, we can give you the schedule of those star parties. We do the annual retreat at the Adirondack Science Camp or Twin Valleys Camp in upstate New York. This will be our final one this year. And we do a few other things as well. But we're trying to motivate people to love the night sky. That's our goal.
Well, it's time, as the bell tolls, for our first 2018 quote of the month from Dr. David Levy.
Have you ever heard of a 1907 poem by Robert W. Service? That's what I'm going to quote from right
okay.
now. Especially if you're from New York and it's freezing.
Mm.
You're watching this online and you're trying to clear your throat.
Always keep a bottle of water handy, David, there.
Yeah, I do.
I know.
All the goodness.
All right.
But here goes, and there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile. And he said, "Don't close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that will make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lac La Barge I cremated Sam McKee."
Okay. All right, a little light.
I love that.
Very nice.
It was my father's favorite and my father-in-law as well.
Well, we'll just, our heritage, yours Montreal, mine Chicago. We're glad we're in Tucson this time of year.
Yeah, those are wonderful cities, Chicago. That's Barack Obama's town.
You bet. Yeah. All right. Dr. David Levy, very best to you, your lovely wife, Wendy. Again, happy New Year, very healthy New Year to you.
Thanks. Thank you. We'll speak with you next month.
Thank you very much. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about. transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Alrighty then, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the first show of our year 8 trek into 2018, and the Buckmaster Show celebrating our anniversary here today, and bringing on some of our regular contributors like Dr. Ray Woosley. We're so delighted to have Dr. Woosley with his monthly segment on our program. We call it Your Meds. It's basically about taking control of your own health care and especially your medicine. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine Dean. He's founder and now president emeritus of the Tucson-based and very successful group known as CPATH, which is Critical Path Institute, based right here up on River Road.
River and Campbell.
Yeah, River and Campbell. Yep. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of medicine, information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Visit CredibleMeds.org today. Happy New Year. Hope it's a healthy one. I think when we say Happy New Year, Dr. Woosley, I always try to put in healthy, because if you don't have your health,
you're not
chances
happy.
Are you're not going to have a Happy New Year. So let's hope that there's health in there. Yep. You know, a new business to make millions by price gouging vulnerable patients, that's what we want to talk about today, these skyrocketing costs of medicine.
Well, medicines are always been expensive, and they've gone up a lot. But boy, this is a new model. You know, it's just so sad that some people will find a problem and crisis, and it's like after a hurricane, somebody will come in and start price gouging. Well, the same thing with your health now. These companies have found a way to price gouge, and nobody's been able to stop it. And it's a serious part of the bigger problem of pricing of drugs.
It used to be an old a drug that's been on the market a long time would traditionally be lower price, but now that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Right. It used to be, you know, an old drug like some of the ones I'm going to mention, after about 30, 40 years, they're like dirt cheap, $4 a prescription for a month maybe. Mm-hmm. And now there's this new trend where somebody who wants to make a buck will go out and find an old drug that's been out for many, many years, often so long it's not even been approved by the FDA. But it's important for some patients. They'll buy the rights from a big pharma company, and then they'll remarket it and charge any price they want.
How can they do that?
Well, that's the biggest part of the problem. Why would you be in that situation? Well, for one thing, they're the only source.
Uh-huh.
The other thing is it's a very important medicine that they've chosen. And the law for Medicare and Medicaid says that the government cannot negotiate the price of a drug. We have to, as taxpayers, our government has to pay whatever the companies want to charge. And that's written into law, and it's a big part of the overall problem of drug cost in this country. But it's showing up with these old drugs that are now being jacked up 6,000%. There's a cancer drug called Lomustine. It's very important for chemotherapy. It's 40 years old. Patients have to take a single dose every 6 weeks. And until recently, that was only $100 every 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Now this company bought the rights and they're selling it for $1,500 a dose.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you've got cancer and that's the only drug that can save your life, what are you going to do? Well, you end up borrowing money or going bankrupt, or your insurance company pays for it, which really means we're paying for it.
And there was a famous example just over the Christmas. I guess this is the Grinch, right?
Right. Martin Shkreli.
Stole a lot of people's Christmas when they see that price. My goodness.
Well, he became famous. He's the most hated person on the internet for a while. He's smug. He's like the Simon Legree or the Grinch who stole Christmas when he was called before Congress to testify. And he was just so proud that he had messed up the system. And taken advantage of it.
Oh, he took credit for it, and then like this is some crowning achievement of his career.
Yeah, and he said that they won't put me in jail. Well, he still may go to jail over it, and everybody's trying very hard to get him there.
790-2040 if you have any questions about medication. Dr. Woosley is here and would be willing to answer your questions. So getting back to this 40-year-old drug for a deadly form of brain cancer, right?
Right.
Patients have had pretty good success, I guess, with this drug.
It's an old drug, but it does, for some kinds of brain cancer, extend life. Brain cancers, as we know with our good Senator McCain, it's a very – some forms of brain cancer, especially his kind, glioblastoma, are very deadly. And this drug and others only slow down that process very slightly. Now, some of the newer therapies for cancer, experimental, which I'm sure he's getting, have greater chance of benefit. But to have a drug like this that all of a sudden is out of the price range for people who are deadly is just unfair, and it should not be tolerated. Congress needs to act. They've talked about addressing the pricing of drugs. But these two congressmen who put this in the bill to say that you have to pay, there's no negotiating allowed, they immediately, within 3 months, left Congress to go to work for the drug industry.
Oh, my goodness.
Millions of dollar salaries. So that is lobbying at its worst, the revolving door in Washington. And that's going to be a barrier to getting change. But we can have lower prices to our medicines. Now, a lot of medications need research, and that research costs money. We have to be able to have a system to pay for that. But we can't be gouged the way we are with these older drugs, where there's very little research expense, usually none.
Dr. Woosley, I know you want to let our listeners know there's been a renewed warning from the FDA on a drug that is used for osteoarthritis.
Right. We talked about this last time. It's actually labeled as a medical food.
What?
Yes. But it's prescribed by doctors as a medical food. And the FDA, it was not approved by the FDA because it's, quote, a medical food. It didn't have to be approved. But the FDA has tested it and found out that it can be deadly. And it's been recalled. The FDA has asked that it be recalled.
What is the name of the product?
If you're taking Limbrel, Limbrel, stop it immediately. Contact your doctor because the FDA is very concerned that people can be killed by that drug.
Also, go ahead, Dr.
Well, I was just going to say that another paper came out the last week talking about dietary supplements,
right?
Which is another thing I harp on a lot.
You do.
I do, and I apologize for
That's
it.
All right.
But I feel passionate about that. If we're taking a medicine, we're paying hundreds of dollars for it, somebody ought to test it. And these dietary supplements usually aren't, well, they're not tested. But in this case, a large group of studies with vitamin D and calcium supplements were tested, and they had no benefit to prevent broken bones, and that's why most people take them. Now, this is a prevention trial, and it still may have a benefit in some people, but if you are in your 40s and 50s and 60s and you start taking those supplements, they won't prevent you from breaking bones.
How many people were involved with that study?
There were 33 trials and over 55,000 people in
the
those
studies. The cumulative of the 33 trials was 55,000 people?
Right, exactly. And there's no benefit as far as broken bones.
So you should probably talk to your doctor about whether or not you need a vitamin D calcium supplement.
Right, exactly. And also any of the dietary supplements, look at the label. And most of the time it will say this statement of value has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Now that has to be there by law. So when you see that, your antenna should go up to talk about your doctor to see if that product is going to have any value for you.
In the remaining couple of minutes, I want to talk about kind of an update from you as we begin 2018 about this, the OxyContin, the opioid epidemic. There are some areas of the United States, the Ohio River Valley, namely, where this is really, it's out of control across the country, but it's so serious in certain pockets of the country.
It's devastated communities, especially the ones you mentioned, Appalachia, Middle Mid-America.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, it's poverty. People don't have a job. Doctors are contributing to this by prescribing opiates when they don't have to, shouldn't. In fact, there's crime involved. Doctors are being paid just to write a prescription for somebody who's become addicted. And then the OxyContin and the Vicodin price goes up so high, heroin becomes cheaper. So then they get hooked on heroin, and that's where the deaths are occurring. Shocking that last year, 33,000, year before last, 33,000 people died of opiates. This last year, the data indicate that it's doubled. It's 50 to 60,000 deaths across this country, and it's in Tucson also. The problem is people don't have insurance. They can't get care. They need to go into rehab where they can be treated. And that care is not available to many people.
If the care is available to them, is rehab fairly successful, or what do you know about that for
It depends on the rehab. Some rehab.
And how does that normally work? What is the protocol for the rehab for opioids?
Well, it involves, it depends. There are many different programs that work at this different ways, but most of them include putting you into a closed environment.
Somewhat isolated
somewhat isolation so you can work closely with caregivers and counselors, taking you away from those things that cause you to want to get you access to the opiates.
We used to refer to a term cold turkey when people were coming down from, alcoholism.
Exactly, and that's dangerous. Okay. And now we have drugs that can bring people down slowly. Mm-hmm. Methadone especially can be bring people down. They can go on to chronic methadone treatment, which is somewhat dangerous, but is, when done correctly, is safe and can be very effective at keeping people off of heroin. There's new drugs like Suboxone, which is even safer than methadone and more effective. It costs more, unfortunately, but it can keep people alive. And if they do have an overdose now, we have naltrexone, which can be sniffed or injected, and it can immediately reverse an overdose. So you can, many states, including Arizona, buy it over the counter.
What's so frightening is I hear these stories that people get addicted to this stuff after one or two uses in some cases.
Exactly. Usually the average is after about 10 to 14 days you start going into withdrawal when you stop taking it. But some people, after the first, second, or third dose, their genetics has set them up to become immediately start craving more and more. And the dose has to be elevated. And as the dose goes up, the risk for sudden death and respiratory arrest, you stop breathing, happens. And that's when people pass out, develop seizures, and die unless you have naltrexone handy.
Mm. All right. We'll be talking more about that with Dr. Woosley in the coming months. It's a huge story.
One last quick.
Go ahead, sir.
It's not too late to get your flu shot, Arizona.
Good point. This is a bad flu season, isn't it?
It is. And the flu shot isn't great, but it can make your symptoms bearable.
Mm. Are we hearing it's at least it's some protection?
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah. About 10% prevention. Mm-hmm. But most people will, like, I think I've had the flu. I had my shot, but it was really mild. I got over it.
Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. We'll go to crediblemeds.org for more. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw, Ray Allen helping Mike out. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9, our Wednesday edition of Buckmaster with Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.